Welcome to the Hall of Philosophy and our Socratic dialogue with our morning speaker, Michael Sandel. I will not be repeating the entire introduction I gave in the amphitheater this morning. I do want to say, however, that the inspiration for this session has been the very enjoyable occasions in which Tom Becker and I have had an opportunity to sit in Sanders Hall at Harvard and listen to Michael conduct his justice class, which, as I mentioned in the introduction this morning, has attracted now over 10,000 students, regularly enrolls 800 to 1,000. Sanders Hall seats around 1,100, and by the count of the ushers at the earlier session and my own eyeballs, I would say we have about 1,100 people here today. Part of the genius of these sessions is spontaneity and give and take between Michael and people in the audience. At Sanders Hall, which is a big sort of a three-tiered wooden opera hall, the students yell their questions out or speak their questions out, and Michael responds. The acoustics don't lend themselves to that, and so our usher, Rachel, and I have handheld microphones, and when we get into the Q&A, we will be passing mostly inside the building as far as we can go without falling off the edge or something, and asking you to conduct your conversation with Michael and Michael with you. So that having been said, it gives me a great deal of pleasure return to this microphone, Michael Sandel.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Dick, very much. Thanks, all of you, for coming. This time, we're not going to have a lecture. We're going to have a conversation and a discussion, and who knows, a debate may even break out, a debate or two. And this morning we were talking about ethics and moral reasoning.